I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Northwest Japan was struck by two massive earthquakes Monday. The quakes injured hundreds, killed nine, and forced thousands to evacuation centers. Send International's Rob Hocklington says the quakes struck in an area fairly removed from their ministry center. However,
we have people, church planting missionaries and others, who are very strongly linked to the national evangelical churches in Japan. And anything at all that we do would be through those who are involved in both missionary work and in the national churches.
Elsewhere, a group of about 100 from the U.S. just returned from a trip to the Soviet Union. The Global Aid Network team visited orphanages and reached out to just over 10,000 children, teachers, and parents. The number of emotions they experienced in one day were countless. The missionaries in charge of the trip said the most important thing now is to share their amazing experience so that others will feel called to go. Pray that another team will soon be able to make this journey. And InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is learning about culture and building bridges in Hawaii this week. 200 years ago, missionaries lacked a sensitivity that caused harm to the Hawaiian culture. Keith Hirata says their two-week program called To Listen Rightly is different. They strive to show both Christians and unbelievers that
you can be both Christian and Hawaiian, and you don't have to choose. You can be fully both. And for those who aren't believers, we're just trying to say, okay, we want to learn from you and see where God exists. And as we honor and respect, we're hoping that that builds bridges for the future and opens doors up for the gospel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devon Webb's CD, The Path, with songs we hope will help you in your walk with God along the path of life. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.